We are at an intersectional time of year in that we have a strange cover to the front of our bulletin with lots of words around it, marking that today is the start of our stewardship season. But you're not getting a sermon about stewardship. We've already had one of them today. Today we are also marking the feast day of St. Francis of Assisi, which is the end of the season of creation. It is, I was going to say traditional, it's kind of newly traditional, this season of creation, and this is how it's marked at its close. And so I'm going to preach a little, think a little about St. Francis of Assisi, or rather about the relevance of St. Francis for today. For the saints are shown to us as inspirations, as those markers in history that offer us some idea of how we might live today, or at least that's the idea of venerating our saints that come before. This morning I preached at 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. on St. Francis, and I took the theme of simplicity, particularly the simplicity of love at the heart of Francis' teachings and the heart of Francis' living. A simplicity that saw all creation connected within the love of God. A simplicity that put love into action with acts of compassion and concern for the poor and those in need. And yet, at the same time, love is anything but simple. Love is not just softness or soppiness or romance or the AM soft rock version of love which we hear so much of. Love can be hard. Love speaks up for the beloved. It calls for accountability. It stands against that which is oppressive and hurtful. It does not allow the beloved to stay in places of destruction, even self-destruction and damage. That's something which the writer of the book of Hosea, although there are lots of difficulties with the book of Hosea, which I'm not going to unpack today, but that's something that the writer of the book of Hosea in this evening's first reading is trying to put across. That even with the love of God, there are consequences to the actions of Israel as they abandon the ways of justice, peace, and equity, as they have abandoned the ways of the prophets and the responsibility as being the chosen people to be an example of shalom, the reign of healing and wholeness in which all have a part and all are valued. Which, following recent discussions, feels like a message we need to hear at this time. That we are loved completely and fully by God. That all people are loved completely and fully by God. And that there are consequences to the way that we choose to behave towards one another. For the way that our society chooses to behave to one another. For Israel, exile was to be their inevitable consequence. The consequence of their abandoning of the divine way and the oppression of the needy. Though a closer examination of the history of Israel might point us more towards the political games that the kings of the time were playing, hoping that the tiny country of Israel, Judah, might outsmart the great empires of Assyria and Babylon. Spoiler alert, didn't end well. And in our world today, we are facing the results of political games and the actions of well-meaning agents of compassion. We don't have to look far beyond our doors to see what happens when the systems of government, indeed when society as a whole, abandons a whole class of people. And when we, wittingly or unwittingly, are complicit in such action. Whether it's because as a society we prefer lower taxes, or they think the poorest and the most struggling don't deserve help, as they haven't somehow earned it, or whether we don't want a wealth tax, or whether we have some misguided idea that trickle-down economic theory is still valid, or the benevolent, invisible hand of the market will make things right, or even if we don't know where to start. All of these things have contributed to the situation we find ourselves in now. Like the kings of Israel, Judah, our political leaders at all levels of government have, with our tacit approval, allowed the situation we find ourselves as a society to perpetuate. A lack of investment in housing and healthcare, The mental health crisis around us, lack of rehab and mental health facilities, the list goes on. The examples of our saints throughout the ages, including St. Francis, is that their compassion was never limited to telling people God loved them. They sought to bring about lasting and meaningful change. They set up places which catered to the needs of the hungry and the poor and the sick. They practiced a deeply grounded spirituality. The passage from Hosea the prophet relates that the love of God will bring about healing and restoration, but that would need to come out of Israel recognizing the consequences of its actions and working for reform. Like Francis, the great reformer of the church, we are called as church to reform ourselves, to be those who meet the present moment, to engage with the realities of the life on our streets and engage with the institutions and structures, the leaders and government bodies, local, provincial and national, who would rather leave faith groups and not-for-profits to fill the gaps of social care with food banks, shelters and stopgaps, which put off the reform of social and medical care we so badly need. It is daunting and it is necessary. In the second half of our gospel lesson, the disciples are terrified by the storm which threatens their lives and seek the help of Jesus, who calms the tumult immediately. Many writers believe that story is a metaphor of the storms within each one of us that need to be stilled in order that we may do the ministry of justice, equity, and healing, which Jesus showed us by word and example. I believe our storms, our fears, our concerns about this prophetic calling we hold can be calmed, if not stilled, by knowing that this good work, the inclusion of all, is the right thing to do. And for those of us who hold this faith in Christ, our fears are stilled also by the deep peace of Christ within us, drawing us to who we are called to be, agents of change and compassion. I do believe we need to find our focus, just like those in the first part of today's gospel reading, in deliberate hyperbolic terms, which states how difficult it is to follow the way of Christ, to do the right thing, to change the world, leaving all else behind, setting, as another version of that story goes, our hand to the plow and keeping our heart and mind focused on the work of justice. We follow the example of Francis as we seek a better way, a way of compassion and action. Pray God it may be so. Amen.